Welcome to Adventuring the Girl Life, where we believe life for every girl should be well lived. Each week, we'll explore tips and techniques to add more adventure to your world, from fitness and self-care to career building and fulfillment, and even the most mundane parts of life. So buckle up. I'm your host, Jen Whitmore, certified personal trainer, mom of two, lover of Mexican food, and your new partner in adventure. Hey, hey, girls. Welcome back to the podcast. We are talking about being creative this week. Now, I have never been a person who considered myself creative. I never felt that I was creative, not in the slightest. I used to tell my mom all the time that it skipped a generation because she's super creative, and so is my daughter. They have great artistic ability. I even remember one year, about the sixth or seventh grade, we got the opportunity in art to work with clay. And there were these beautiful pieces on display from previous students. And I specifically remember this one alligator. It was a brilliant shade of green. You could tell that it had been painted and put into the kiln to be fired. It was gorgeous. And it had so much detail. Everything was spot on. In its proportions, its eyes were just perfectly placed, its legs were really proportioned to the body, and it even had those ridges all over the back, like a real alligator. And I just thought to myself, well, that's not happening, because I just was not an artistic person. I made a cup. Yeah, a cup. And it wasn't even a really good cup. It was a terrible cup. And then I chose the wrong color to paint it with. And once it was fired in the kiln, it was like this pastel purpley blue color. It wasn't even shiny and pretty. And my mom so proudly still displays this cup in her house. And every time I see it, I'm just like, ew. So I never really considered myself to be a creative person. Now, obviously, since I am not very artistic, I should give myself a break as far as this sixth grade cup, but I just can't. It's just so awful. But anyways, moving on. So I want to explain that I had such a narrowed focus. I narrowed my focus so far down that I considered creativity to only include artists. I wasn't a painter. I wasn't good with pencils. I've got a little bit more than a stick figure, but that's about it. But I had creativity all wrong. Creativity extends far beyond artists. It extends in fashion. It extends in designers, architects, entrepreneurs, pastors, engineers, teachers, authors, and even moms. When you think outside the box about anything, you are creating. Pastors with God, of course, envision their church before it's built. Architects draw their buildings in their mind before they put the pencil to paper, or finger to mouse at this point, I'm sure. Moms grow babies inside their bodies before they're ever hatched out. Authors conjure up stories in their minds and sometimes their dreams before they become thoughts, and then they become stories, and then the authors finally put them to paper and they write books. Okay. Let's think about something simple here for just a minute, just in case you're still on the fence like I was about your own brilliance. Did you dress yourself today? I don't care if you are a stay-at-home mom or a CEO, but if you took the time to figure out what it was that you were wearing today, even if it was a sweatshirt and a pair of yoga pants, that's creating. Now, I realize that's the bare minimum of creativity, but that's how it works. It's still a creation. God made us to be able to create things. God created the earth out of nothing, and then He made us able to create with Him. We are wired this way. We create recipes and new ways to diet and new exercises and new workout outfits, thank goodness. And the list goes on and on and on. Now, all of us do this type of creating on a regular basis, but I want to know, now that I've sparked your interest, hopefully, how are you creative? Specifically, how are you creative? Are you good at art? Because I wasn't. Are you good at decorating? I wasn't really good at that either. Maybe you're good at multiple things, girl. Use it. You have to think outside the box. Do you feel like you have a calling on your life? Because I believe all of us do if we sit quietly and listen for long enough to get into a creative space. Is there something that you have deep, deep down in your heart? When you sit down quietly and think about it, it's always there. It's always been there. Maybe you've forgotten about it. Maybe life just got in the way. Maybe you've never quite been able to open that box. Maybe whatever it is got a little crushed along the way by others' opinions. Maybe you have something that you've never even considered in the category of creative, like I did. My creative strength is that I'm an entrepreneur. I always have been. I understand that we all must play our part and work as part of society, but I have never, ever been happy working for someone else. I don't like being told what I'm worth in a paycheck. I don't like being told what time I have to be there and what time I can leave. I don't like when I'm told when I'm allowed to be with my children and when I'm not. Once I figured out who I was home. I will not pretend for one second that life is easier now that I work from home. I've had to train myself to ignore the dishes and the laundry until a specific time of the day, which, if you've been listening to the podcast, you know I'm a perfectionist. So these things left undone, they irritate me. But I've had to train myself to let these things go so that I can have a regular routine about my work. When you work from home, things get jumbled. People think that you're available to babysit or to go to lunch all the time, or that you really just sit around eating bonbons. My day is full, just like any other regular job every single day. But my day is mine. I work around my own time. I do what I want when I want it, but that doesn't mean that I don't have responsibilities. But that's what I was called to. I've been called to be an entrepreneur in the way of health and freedom and fitness, and however way that continues to shape up as the business continues to be built. But I want to know what it is that you're called to. One of my many other talents is singing. It's something I've always been good at. I had my first solo in fifth grade, and it went uphill from there. Now, it's not something that I talk about all the time because, hello, I'm not Taylor Swift. And it's not my job. Not to mention, there isn't much opportunity in it for the life that I currently lead. Except for my shower and car concerts, of course. What is it that God has called you to? What is it that you're good at? What is it that you have a talent for? What is it that you feel really, really deep down inside yourself that you were supposed to be doing? I hope that I have struck some type of nerve with this conversation today, girls. I want to know what it is that you've been thinking about this entire conversation. What will you do with it? Will you monetize it somehow? Will you do it for no other reason than just the fact that you love it? Will you do it to make you happy and sane? Will you use your creativity for joy? Will you use it to help others? Will you do it solely to entertain God with what He has so lovingly blessed you with? Be a good steward with your creativity, girls, so that one day you can hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant." I really do hope that through this conversation you have thought about this one thing that you know that you've been boxing up and putting in the back of the closet in your mind. Hopefully, one day, soon, sometime, you'll get it out and look at it. I hope today is the day. I hope that you sit down and pull the lid off, open the box, look inside, and start to figure out how you can share your wonderful talents with the world. Because I want to know what they are. I want to know that this episode has helped you in some way and that I am not just talking to dead airspace. I would love, love, love to hear from you. I want to know what your creative side looks like. My plan for this year is to have one guest per month at the very least so that I can start to showcase other women in the world who are using their creative talents. I want to show you all the girls who are adventuring their girl life. I am so excited about what we have coming down the pipe for this year and what all we're going to be talking about with each person. Now, they're all different, but they're all creative in their own way. And I want you to understand that they are taking their creativity and their talents and they are adventuring this life as girls. And so we will have a guest next week. We will be talking with Cheryl about toxins in our lives. So stay tuned for next week's episode to learn how you can continue to keep yourself well as you age through life by removing some of the toxins that we encounter on a regular daily basis. I hope I have helped you, girls. I try to serve you the best way that I can every week. But of course, before we go, we have to do our crowning moment and our flop moment, as usual. So, flop moment first. I did not clean my house hardly at all last week. And let me just tell you how I am paying for it this week. Double duty. Yes, just like anyone else who doesn't clean their house on a regular basis, it tends to pile up because, you know, people live here. And I will be running the dishwasher at least twice today, the washing machine probably six times. And I also need to still vacuum the carpet. Oh my gosh, sometimes it's hard to work from home and be the housekeeper. Okay, moving on to the crowning moment. I have abstained from January 1st up until this point from added sugar. And I actually have been very proud of myself because there is so much Christmas candy left around my house. Everywhere I look, there it is. I have an M&M dispenser. I also have chocolate caramels that my son got from Santa that are still in the fridge. And then my kids have this little basket full of candy that's in the pantry. So every time I turn around, there's an opportunity for some more candy. I even still have frozen cookies in the freezer left over. I really want to eat all of them. But alas, I have goals this year that I plan to stick to. So I'm successful up until this point. Now, when it's time for my monthly, I'm not sure if I will be able to say the same. But at least at this point, girls, I can be truthful that I have abstained. So wish me luck. And as always, thank you for listening. If you have enjoyed this episode of Adventuring the Girl Life, please remember to subscribe to the show. I would really appreciate your reviews, girls, so that more girls can grow. It helps us get further up in the charts so that other people can see the show. And if you do not know, at this point, I am a personal trainer. I am accepting new clients for the month of January, and you can find all of this information in the show notes and on my website. And until next week, girls, adventure on!